Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where you can expect the unexpected and may not hear what you thought you'd hear. Today's topic is, I'm really, really sorry. Okay, I have a confession to make. I may have left some information out of previous Outside the Box programs, so that what I was presenting sounded better than it actually was. I've cherry-picked the facts to strengthen my arguments. I've even lied to you, such as when I told you the U.S. is number one in greenhouse gas emissions, when China has just surpassed it. I'm really sorry. There, I got that off my chest. I apologized. A few weeks ago, I talked about governments of Australia and Canada apologizing for what they did to Indigenous people in their countries. Apologies are hard, even if the one apologizing isn't personally responsible. But apologizing shouldn't be limited to governments and public figures. We all say and do things that hurt other people. Whenever that happens, we should apologize, right? But apologizing needs to be done with sincerity. Otherwise, it is hollow or meaningless. I'd say I average about 3 to 5 I'm sorrys a day. And most of those are said with little or no feeling. Was my apology earlier in this feature really sincere? For me, apologizing is hardest when I think I'm at fault. It's tough on my ego, knowing that I can be a royal screw-up sometimes. How often do you apologize for things you do and shouldn't have done? And did you really mean it? There can be several goals in apologizing. To say that something you did was wrong or hurtful. To restore someone's confidence in you as an honest and honorable person. And maybe most difficult, to acknowledge that changes must be made to prevent the same bad thing from happening again. It may not be enough to simply say, I'm sorry and I won't do it again. A person who apologizes has to let go of expectations. She or he should do it because it's the right thing to do, not because it's expected, or to prevent an angry response, or even to make someone else feel better, because you can't control their feelings. Sometimes I'll do a pseudo-apology, like, I'm sorry so-and-so didn't treat you well, or I might say, I'm sorry the weather didn't cooperate, or some other phony apology for something I have no control over. It may be an I'm sorry, but not really a sincere apology for something I did wrong. And that's what an apology is really for. So, save those I'm sorrys for situations where we really feel bad, want to take responsibility and own a mistake, and will do something to prevent a repetition. Then there are those times when we think someone else owes us an apology. Our relationship has been damaged by something they have done, whether they knew it or not. Should we ask them for an apology? Well, yes. Unless we're willing to overlook what they did and not have it damage the relationship. The apology may have no feeling to it, but if done well, it can lead to forgiveness and a stronger, healthier relationship. Even a heartfelt apology is no guarantee of healing and reconciliation. Would you accept an apology from someone who abused you as a child, or from Osama bin Laden or George W. Bush for what they've been doing? But the movement toward apologies could be making a difference between individuals and even in the world at large. For example, an apology is the basis for the restorative justice movement that encourages people who commit crimes to apologize to their victims. Men are participating in the Sister I'm Sorry movement to recognize how they have abused women. Political figures and governments have apologized and reduce terrible hurts they have created. Schools use apologies to stop bullying and teasing of children. These apologies, of course, only are meaningful if the behavior changes and the harm ends. There are even apology circles made up of family members, coworkers, and other groups where time is set aside for people to give sincere apologies to each other. I won't apologize for presenting this topic. I am sorry for giving so many false apologies, and I promise to stop doing that in the future. How often do you apologize for something you did wrong? Is it second nature or a real struggle? Are you sincere in what you say and willing to make changes? If you want me to apologize for this feature, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, wishing you great success today in saying I'm sorry and meaning it.